Okay, so the meeting at the Nottage down here at the Kiam Reuben Ho is just coming towards an end, and it's been a public meeting that's been called by the estate staff at the University of Essex to discuss any local issues people might have to do with the new knowledge gateway system. You can Google and find all about it. Basically a huge big building project down towards the Colne side of the university. Now, I've got very kindly got some time with Councillor Robert Needham. He's been observing and asking a few questions. So, Councillor Needham, first of all, your views on the Knowledge Gateway, is this a good or a bad thing in general for Wivenhoe?
Oh, I think absolutely. It's a terrific project for Wivenhoe itself. We've heard tonight that something like 2,000 jobs will result from this development. So in terms of benefit for Wivenhoe, it's absolutely a good thing.
Okay, and I probably agree in that observation, but maybe if you've sat through this entire meeting, as we both have done, it wasn't for the length of that meeting, that positive feel. What were the main concerns that you were sensing from locals?
Well, clearly the concern is the junction which will come from the new development and emerge onto the A133, commonly known as Clingo Hill, where there are peak traffic problems. Must admit it's not quite the same throughout the rest of the day, but at peak times there are significant problems, and we can only visualise that this junction will add to that congestion.
Yeah, so we're hearing from the guys from the university who kindly gave up their Friday evening, and they're explaining it's going to be what they estimate to be a 7-week building period, where Clingo Hill as it currently is will become a one lane traffic junction. And there's not really much of an alternative in that 7-week period. And then once that this new road and this feeder road onto the Knowledge Gateway is being built, then it seemed a bit unclear, I thought, as to what the estimations are for the long-term traffic projections. So it's going to be a very, very short-term, certainly pain for commuters, but I couldn't sense much of anything too uplifting on the horizon long-term.
Yes, I think you're right. The short term, that 7 week, will have to be a question of grin and bear it, very much so. In the long term, we heard about a significant amount of money coming from the development in terms of planning gain, and we just hope that the projections in terms of time will be shorter rather than longer, in as much that changes and alterations to the configuration of both Grenstead roundabout and Tesco roundabout could eventually bring some improvements.
Yeah, I think that was quite an interesting development. It was mentioned this evening that there's £1.25 million that's been ring-fenced to address Greenstead and the Tesco roundabout, which might improve Clingo Hill slightly. So that's something to look forward to. Mm. Okay, well, Councillor Leading, that's fine. So that's an overview of the meeting. So I think in summary, we're very, very positive of the university and the benefits
sure.
It brings. The 2,000 jobs that was also mentioned for this, this new scheme, but the traffic situation is going to be tricky.
I think you've said all that I would want to say as well, yes.
Okay, well, thank you for your time.
That's fine, yeah.